Now, you've heard us been talking on, Breedy announced the big news this morning on his show. We've been talking about over the weekend. There was some big news coming for 4BC. Well, 4BC is moving to a new frequency from 8 a.m. on October the 8th. At 4BC, we're moving down the dial, broadcasting on 882. And that's because we want to sound clearer and better for Southeast Queensland listeners. Ashley Jones is a senior lecturer of TV and broadcast radio at the University of Southern Queensland, and he joins me on the line now. Ashley, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. Good to be with you, Scott.
Now, all right, now, we've been telling people this is good news for listening. Those listening on the AM band will be clearer. But I guess I wanted to ask you, why will we sound better at a frequency of 882 rather than 1116?
Well, AM radio, Scott, tends to really want to work very heavily with the land. So the reason that the transmitter is out there in Nudgee is got marshlands around it, the ocean and so on. So it responds beautifully to all that kind of land. And then the signal bounces along very nicely because of where that transmitter is. The frequency itself is at the kind of almost that midpoint of the band. And it means that it's a lot clearer, easier for its passage to get through buildings, because AM is that lovely big wave and it travels very long distances. So once you get the energy from the ground, the actual power that's out there in the transmitter and pushing it along, it's going to be clearer and travel a lot further.
Well, that's very good news. Now, can you give me a sense at least of where we may be extending out to in terms of those things? Because I know when I drive along sometimes, and I'm listening to 4BC all the time, sometimes I go through areas of Brisbane and the signal drops out a little bit. So that's always a bit annoying.
Well, that's where you've got the 1116 currently is going to be far more prone to electrical interference. So that'll be around storm season. But particularly if you're going past large transformers, I should say, in the electricity grid, it's so quickly and easily impacted by that. Come up the dial a bit to 882 and up into that end of the dial, far less likely to be impacted by all of those influences around us. So it's good news for the listeners. And AM radio has traditionally around the world been a great band to work with talk radio. And so, you know, it's live local and it's going to travel a long way and nice and clear.
Well, just like we're doing with you, Ashley, talking about a local and live issue indeed. Now, all right, then, as I say, this is going to happen on the AM band. But, of course, we have to keep reminding listeners that you don't have to do anything. If you're on the app or those other sites listening on the internet or digital even, you don't have to do anything on the dial at all. It's only, in this case, if you do listen on the AM band, say you've got one of the old radios, great. You're listening out in the shed or listening in your car and you've got the AM band in your car.
And it's going to be as simple as going in and just reprogramming it so you'll be able to lock that in and enjoy 4BC on 882. It's going to be nice. It will just simply sound better.
Ashley Jones, great to have you on the show.